tell your bandits to run. Take your eyelids of stone.
It provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
This is WMUC FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to Blow Up. We'll be right back. Hey guys, we're back with another episode. And today, I hope you guys are having a good holiday, or tomorrow is a special holiday for many. It's Valentine's Day, and to celebrate, we are going to be playing not love ballads, but we're going to be playing songs that feel hateful as a big I don't like you thing to fight against the capitalists, oligarchs who are promoting Valentine's Day. But yeah, so we're going to be playing songs that are kind of hateful. They don't explicitly advertise hate, but they're kind of malicious in that they're targeting someone, not a group of people, just like, you know, I hate you and you guys screwed me over and, you know, this is it. So they're not, you know, like literally hateful, but kind of malicious. And I think that, in my opinion, hate can be prescribed by using melody. And Hole, with their album Live Through This, showed that you can be very melodic and have an edge to you at the same time. And I think American society hated Courtney Love for some reason. Maybe they thought she was annoying. I've asked, and the reason is because they thought she was annoying, which doesn't seem fair to me. So we're going to be playing a Courtney Love song, Gutless by Hole. Take a listen.
Soul. lives in my brain. With me every day, drives me insane. I feel in my heart that if I had a gun, I'd feel in my heart. I wanna kill some. I feel in my heart the end will come.
Try, but I can't seem to pry my mind from the gutter. Gutter brain pushing filthy thoughts. Dirty hands working digging nails. Let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking. I saw your head nodding from side to side. You say you stuck around for just one last ride. Well, you'll surely go just as sure as you came. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking. You spent so much time telling me about yourself and your kind. There's so many of you now, and I wanna know, how does your army grow, and so on, man, and so on, man, so go on, man, so go on, man, well, so long, man. Let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking. Hey now, hey now, I got a halo above my head. And a gun in my hand. I can do no wrong, no wrong, man. Time stands still and takes a step aside. My credit is good anywhere, anytime. All the girls know my name, but there's none by my side. I'm a man among men, walking tall with a plan. You can send it around the world, you can hold it in your hand, you can bring it on home. I'm Armageddon, man. It's written on the wall for a good time call. Me, won't you come by? Won't you give me a try? I'm easy to reach and I'm willing to teach you everything you want to know. Don't come knocking on my door. It's open. Just walk in like you own the place. Hang your hat, put your feet up. I got time and I know how to use it. How much time do you have? Do you know? How much do you need to get the job done? You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Of course you do. That's why you came here in the first place. Let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking. How can I forgive? How can I let live? How can I forgive? How can I let live? How are you gonna make me forgive? How are you gonna make me let live? Let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the walking.
You just heard Blood Money by Poppy and My War by Black Flag alongside Henry Rollins' spoken word album, Family Man, a song called Let Your Fingers Do the Walking. As made clear by him repeating it several other times. For the next song we're going to play is a Dead Kennedys song. And this is off of their first LP, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. And I just want to put into perspective how hateful this album is. The cover is of police cars lit on fire. Before this album release, Jello Biafra wanted to run for San Francisco mayor. And one of his goals was to erect a statue of the former San Francisco commissioner who was responsible for the death of Harvey Milk and allow people to throw fresh fruit at this man. He's the rotting vegetable, and this is an album about being able to throw fresh fruit at the worst people ever. So this is Let's Lynch the Landlord by Dead Kennedys. Take a listen.
Let's switch the landlord man.
You just listened to Let's Lynch the Landlord by Dead Kennedys, Public Image by Public Image Limited, and New Jersey versus Valhalla by Orchid. For our next song, we're going to be, I think in the future, I do want to do several episodes about different waves of emo. But for at the moment, we're just going to include them in our show when it comes in episode topics like this. And our next song is a song by Glassjaw, Siberian Kiss. And this is hateful in the bad way that I talked about in the beginning of this episode, where, you know, there's a lot of lyrical content in a lot of these waves of emo that have not aged particularly the best, and it's mostly due to their treatment of women and, you know, how people react to relationships and how they express the hate that they have as a result to another person, you know, to establish a little prejudice in their music, perhaps accidentally. And we don't want to give them the benefit of that. Oh, it's like, oh, they accidentally did it because they were hurt. Like, you know, that's not really an excuse. But, you know, perhaps it's better if we talk about this in a future episode, and, you know, when we're talking about other emo waves of music. So for our next song, this is Siberian Kiss by Glassjaw. Take a listen.
Yeah. boy tonight, I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I know. You were the last good thing about this part of town.
was outside of Flagstaff, driving a camper van, looking for meaning in a cloud mass. Sees the face of Joseph Stalin and is disheartened. Then the wind changed the cloud into his smiling lord, and he was affected profoundly, but he could never describe the feeling. He passed away on the bathroom floor.
Back. That one was Siberian Kiss by Glassjaw, Grand Theft Autumn, Where's Our Boy by Fall Out Boy, and Private Understanding by Protomartyr. For our next song, it's going to be a classic song, a pretty classic song that we all know and love. But the interesting thing about this song is that, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily made of malice towards a person, but it's one of those songs that's deliberately very resentful of a certain type of person, and it's written very ironically. It's not really it's a Bob Dylan song. You know, his previous albums pre-Electric Dylan were love ballads, political ballads. They weren't, you know, they didn't flow into that dramatic irony that defined a lot of his post-Electric stuff. But this specific classic, alongside the other single it released with, I think it was Across Four. I don't remember. I'm supposed to be the Dylan head, and I don't remember. Regardless, this specific song is very resentful about a person who life is kind of meaningless at a certain point. And he's kind of laughing at this character that he created in his head about how sort of sad and lonely and nothing they've become. This is like a rolling stone. It's you know, everything's said about this song that it can be said, but I do find it hateful in a way where it's, you know, not necessarily angry, but it is very bitter and playful. And it's clear that Dylan does not like the character this song is about. So yeah, this is like a rolling stone.
Thank you. time you dress so fine, through the bumps of time in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your direction home, a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? Ah, you never turned around to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all did for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, with no direction home? On the steeple, and all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Now he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're in visible now. You got no secrets to conceal.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. And his woman is free. forget some things. For the trouble you took from her eyes, I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, Elkhorn.
That was Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan and Famous Blue Raincoat from Leonard Cohen of his album Songs of Love and Hate. And to me, that was a song of hate. For our last song, it's going to be All Downhill From Here by Jill O'Rourke. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Come back next week, same time, same place, and say thank you. Here's our last song. And have a great holiday if you have a Valentine and celebrate it, whatever. I don't know. Don't be hateful towards them.
Don't believe a word. You were anyway. I may be insincere, but it's all downhill from here. If I seem to you just a little bit remote, you feel better if you call me a misanthrope. Or whatever floats your boat. But as for me, I'd rather save my own.
Y mucha maldad, Señor, por mi bien, yo quiero vivir un día a la vez, un día a la vez, Dios mío, es lo que pido de ti.